Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's brilliant to have you with us. And we're chatting some running today with Martin Segers, who joins us once again on the podcast. And I normally do it at the end of the show, but I think I'll do it up front today. iTunes review coming in from the United States from Strumfio, saying great podcast with great info and tips, useful information in every single podcast. Strumfio, thank you for your iTunes review. It is much appreciated. And you're in that draw to win that Ironman entry. I'll be paying for another person this year to do an Ironman. If you want to find out more about that contest, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. We head to Belgium once again to catch up with Martin Segers to talk a little bit about a run and a fantastic performance at Ironman Kona in 2016 with a sub-1-hour swim, a sub-5-hour bike, and just missing that sub-3-hour marathon on the Big Island, 3:02 I think it was. Martin, you're a machine on the run. I mean, to run a 3-hour marathon off a sub-5-hour bike in Kona, that's pretty special.
Yeah. I think there are days that the bike part is my, the run part is my best. It's a kind of motivation to, if you come off the bike and you after the first kilometers, you quickly know if the legs are okay to run, and then it's great that you can catch up the competition before you. If you feel it on the legs, it's a. Part of it's in the mind, another part in the legs, of course. But it's the most important part of the competition, of course, because it's the last one.
You've almost, I don't want to say it's an advantage, but it's definitely a huge plus having a weaker swim and then having your other two disciplines almost on a par, as opposed to having maybe a very strong bike and an average run or an average bike and a very strong run. You can make up, because of the amount of time you spend on the bike and on the run, having them both as strong as yours are, you can make up a lot of time if you don't push too hard on the bike. You can make up a lot of time on the run.
Yeah, and actually that's also good to have it in the mindset that after the bike, after the swim, actually I don't need to worry if I don't go too hard. Normally I can do a good race if I don't make any mistakes. So right for the moment, if I see what I can do this moment in training, kind of know if I don't get sick or I don't do any mistake in the race in Lanzarote, it's going to be good. It's going to be a real good race. So mentally,
As far as your run performance goes, I mean, what are some of the things you think you do that make you a lot stronger on the run?
In 2014, I switched my coaching. And this coach lets me run a little bit more, but it's also important that during winter times I don't go too hard on the run. I run rather slowly. The pace is not that slow, but the heart rate is slow. And I think it's good to know that you don't have to go for full distance really hard on the run trainings. So for me, it works not to do lots of intensive running sessions, because your running session is calmer and you don't have to lot of recuperation from it, so you can train a lot faster again. So that's important, I think.
Injuries? Have you struggled with injuries at all on the run?
I try to, as I mentioned before, try to do a lot of core stability, and then if I feel anything with the years, you start to feel rapidly if anything goes wrong in your body. I start to go really quickly to my team of kine team. I don't know.
Yeah, like biokineticists. Yep, biokineticists.
Yeah. I try to go really fast there, and then I'm more or less injury free last years.
That's fantastic. And workout wise, what do you love doing? What is your, when you lace up your running shoes, what do you just love?
Yeah, it's more, I love it when you come close to a race and you can go really long sessions without feeling anything. Last week I had to do a treadmill session of 33 kilometers, and I had to do four times 5K Ironman pace, and it's okay, it's no problem now. So I love it if you come close to the race, you just can go, keep on going, and then afterwards it's like you have two fingers in your nose. Yeah.
I love it. As far as something you've done that you think has made you a lot stronger when it comes to running, is there one thing that you can put it down to?
Difficult to tell. I think, as we mentioned before, and I think lots of others try to suggest that consistency. Just keep on training, keep on building up smart, and then you'll get your potential. You'll manage to reach that potential if you just keep on following well-structured schedule, then you'll get there, no problem.
Yeah, it's definitely not sexy, but consistency, I think, trumps everything. As much as you need talent and you need to work hard, consistency is the key. It comes up time and time again here on the Kone Edge. Martin, thanks again for your time. I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks.
Yep.
Some great tips there from Martin on how to improve your Ironman run. Before I go, don't forget, if you wouldn't mind supporting the Kona Edge, we have a patron program. You can become a patron, almost like the patron of the arts. You can become a patron of the Kona Edge. It helps us keep the lights on and pay the bills, so to speak, here at the podcast. Lots of resources, time, and effort goes into creating this. I'm on a mission to turn this into my full-time gig. I'm a radio presenter by profession, normal profession, real job. And I would love to back that in and do this full time and travel around to races and head to Kona and interview all the big names in the sport. But obviously, I need help. And if you wouldn't mind supporting that dream of mine, it would be amazing. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. It is hugely appreciated. Literally every single dollar helps. And you can start at supporting by a dollar a month, which is basically 5 cents a podcast, 5 US cents a podcast. If you'd like $5, that's a quarter a day, 25 cents a day. And you get into our Hall of Fame on the website as well. So head over to thekonaedge.com/support. It is hugely appreciated. And I look forward to chatting again tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/running seminar.